Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking calls. 657-383-1612. I'm very pleased tonight to have my dear friend of decades, a marvelous spiritual teacher, someone who I've known for the last 20 years, and I've learned to love and respect, Selena Rodriguez. Good evening, Selena.
Good evening.
I'm so pleased to have you here. We share so many interests, so many classes. We've shared so much together over the last 20 years. Why don't you give our listening audience a biography, your spiritual biography?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, for me, I was always psychic as a child, and I found myself as a young child naturally doing rituals, especially connecting into the rituals of Asia, of China, and of Japan. And I grew up in a psychic family and got my first tarot deck when I was 8 years old. And during that time, I was also getting a lot of premonitions and seeing a lot of things about people, about the world around me. And what happened for me is I grew up in high school. I put my spiritual and psychic studies to the side for a while, for a number of years, and went into the military, into the Air Force. And after I got out of the military, really the last 2 years I was in the military, I was starting to see things even more strongly, and I knew a change was coming. So when I got out of the military, I began within 6 months reading cards for a living and studying all sorts of spirituality. I studied with awesome tarot and astrology teachers. I became a Reiki master. I became a Wiccan high priestess. I delved right into my spirituality. I delved into healing, going to massage school, going to craniosacral school, and learning a number of different modalities. And then in 1995, I met Star. And from that point forward, I jumped right in there too and learned a whole lot more from many different traditions around the world.
And Selena, you've always amazed me when you've taken these teachings all over the world and you go to this country, I don't know, and it seems like you're a little sponge, you're a big sponge for the language. How come language comes so easily for you? And do you think being psychic and being aware that it's easier to speak the language when all the words are in the air when you're in that country?
I would say yes. I would say yes, absolutely. And that is a gift that I was born with. So it always came very natural to me. And what happens for me is I become the language. So whatever that language is that I'm hearing, automatically my senses are picking up the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual levels, material levels, and the levels in between, the nuances, all of that I tend to pick up like a sponge. As you said, I tend to absorb that like a sponge, and then I go to speak that language and I become it.
And I've seen that over the years, and it's never amazed me. Like the second time you're in a country, or the first time you're in a country, you're doing your introductions and whatever, Malays, whatever language it may be, and I've always been so touched and impressed with that.
Thank you.
I understand as a little girl you had it. Was it a Korean friend who introduced you to the Hanafuda? Could you talk to us about that?
Oh, yes. That was in high school. My Korean friend, I used to go over to her house after school, and she had this card game that she brought out, and I looked immediately. I saw that card game, and there was a recognition with that. And we would play that for hours and hours. And as I was playing, what I noticed is the images that were coming off the cards, because there are very ancient images, very natural images coming off the cards, they were speaking to me. And so I was having fun, and at the same time I was having messages coming through. I was beginning to read those cards.
Oh, okay. Now, that was, well, I'm not going to say how many years ago that was, but that was a couple decades ago, to say the least. And you have taken your love for their cards, and you will be doing a workshop that revolves and is centered around these cards. Could you tell us about that workshop?
Absolutely. It's called Blossom, and it is based on the magic of the Hanafuda flowers. Now, so these cards are called Hanafuda, and in Japanese, Hana means flower, and Fuda means cards. And so Hanafuda means flower cards, simply expressed. So what happens is there is one particular flower, or three. They're called the flowers of the Hanafuda deck, but some of them are actually trees. There's one for each month of the solar year. So we're connecting into these particular flowers and trees. We're connecting deeply into the seasons. We're connecting into the seasons of our life and the cycles of energy that we move through in our life as a whole, as well as in any project that we will take on or any area of our life. You know, what are the cycles of energy in your cash? You know, what are the cycles of energy in particular relationships? When we tune in to these flowers, we're tuning into various cycles, as well as each flower, each of these flowers connects deeply into our DNA. Now, your DNA, as we know, our DNA is billions of letters long and contains instructions inside of our bodies, what to do with our body, but what not just what to do physically in our life, it also contains all these energetic instructions. And as you know, it's multidimensional. You're the queen of DNA, Star. And
I know, and you know what always, and just, you know, what just pisses me off about science is they call the DNA, they call the junk DNA that they don't understand. And my profound understanding is how you laugh, when you laugh, how you smile, how you create, co-create, all of that stuff is in your DNA. And you get to choose parts
of
which DNA you'll activate. And things as ancient as the flowers or the tarot cards and things show us what part of the DNA that we're expressing now. What is our cycle? What you do a little reading and it'll show you your whole life, or you do a little reading and it'll show you the year to come, or a whole relationship, or a whole what not to do and what to be. with the Hanafuda. So I find that, you know, very, very ironic that we have junk genes. I don't believe God did that. So
yes.
You're going to be teaching people about this deck, and it's going to be a how many day workshop?
This is a 12-day retreat, and what's going to be happening is we will be working with the deck, and beyond that, every participant is going to be receiving 48 potent activations. And what these activations do are they connect into the multidimensional areas of our DNA that have and hold our true nature, and not just our true nature, but the hidden spaces and places. Those things about ourselves that are so amazingly beautiful, and where we say, there's something more. I know there's something about me that's so amazing that I haven't discovered yet. The Hanafuda connect into that and awaken that essence. And what happens once that essence is awakened, it's like seeds being planted, because that part of you that had been previously dormant, that, and also could have become dormant in this lifetime. You could have started out born knowing about it, recognizing it, and then it got pushed down, it got numbed. But those parts of you start to awaken. They start to grow, just like planting seeds. And once they're awakened, it's up to you, of course, to take appropriate actions to cultivate that growth.
Yeah, I know, like people are 60 years old and they start painting, or 40 years old and they start playing the piano, and they're like, I never knew this was in me. I knew there was something there, but nobody kind of gave them that activation, or they didn't travel to those spaces. And I think it's really, really important in your life right now to have a map, to have a kind of a energetic list of what you can do and be. And I think that's why this is going to be a most amazing workshop. Now, where are you holding this workshop, this retreat?
At a beautiful beach resort in Phuket, Thailand.
Wow, go to Thailand for 12 days and study with you and get all these activations. And I imagine you're having it at a very fine resort with very fine food, correct?
It is a 5-star resort, yes, and it's all-inclusive in the price of the seminar.
And Selena, I can, on SelenaRodriguez.net, I can find this on your world calendar, correct?
Absolutely.
Great. What would you like to say to somebody, if they're on the line deciding whether they want to explore themselves this deeply or not? What would you say to them about taking this retreat?
What I would say is, first of all, allow yourself to step out of your head and go into your heart for making your choices, and allow the head and heart to come together. I will say a few things. If you've had challenges in breaking through in a certain area of your life, and all of us have at least one stubborn area in life where we've been trying and trying and trying. Maybe you've done all this work to achieve something, whatever it is, whether it's business success, whether it's exploring your sexuality and bringing that to its fullness, whether it's your health. some stubborn patterns, something you've been really working on and you haven't broken through, if you want to catapult, this is the place to be.
Sounds very, very powerful. It sounds like a very potent workshop. And I encourage everybody to at least take a look at it at SelenaRodriguez.net. Selena, what would you like to tell people about the world and the energy where it is today and now? What kind of advice do you have, spiritual advice for people about right now?
The first spiritual advice I will say is, number one, things are not always as they appear.
Wow, isn't that an old spiritual advice?
That's an old one.
But it's up now.
It's up right now. It is so up right now. And the biggest piece of advice I'd say is, do not allow yourself to get caught up in the outside happenings. You know, if there's a financial crisis somewhere, you know, any of you who are going through areas, living in areas where there's a financial crisis, you always have a choice to buy into the crisis. Oh my God, it's a financial crisis. Oh my God, I can't do this because it's a financial crisis. Or you can choose to tune into your gifts, tune into your state of being, and create. We are all creating this world. We are all co-creators. It's not about what's out there. It's about what are you creating? What are you creating inside of yourself, regardless of any of the negativity that's out there?
Well, you know, it's almost like if you buy into it, your life becomes it. You know, and I watch people say, oh, you know, there's no money, there's no this, there's no that, and there's no clients, there's no this. And that's exactly how their life becomes. And people will say, yes, my services are still needed. Even though people are watching their cash, my services are still needed. I can help people energetically and dynamically get through these things. That's how your life becomes. Whatever you buy into, whatever you consistently chat about, that is what your life becomes. And choose it. Choose it wisely. Are we going to talk about the financial crisis? Are we going to talk about all of the charities and wonderful services out there that are feeding the hungry, that are educating the poor, that are like everything from Doctors Without Borders, Make a Wish Foundation, all of those really, really divine things that people are doing, and become part of that, or are we going to become part of the problem? So I think that's very, very good advice. And would you repeat the sentence for me again?
Okay. Which one? The first
everything
one? Things are not always
as it appears to be, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Things are not as they appear. Don't buy into the surface. And that also applies to with people. Do be very present. Do be very present. Do hear. Listen. Listen. And at the same time, when you are looking at a person, see them as the soul they are, not as the stuff that they're going through. You are not your stuff.
I'm not my stuff. But sometimes it feels like I'm my stuff, and sometimes it looks, you know, if I'm going through stuff and I look in the mirror, I don't look so good. But I am not my stuff, because stuff passes. Correct?
Exactly.
And
yes.
Then, you know, and then there's no stuff, and then you get new stuff. And that's part of the process of evolving and raising our frequency and spiritually growing. What else is going on out there energetically in the world that we as spiritual people need to pay attention to?
I'm seeing out there that there are groups of people coming together. There's, as much as there's been disharmony in the world, there's also a certain underlying harmony that I'm seeing emerging. And that's refreshing.
Yeah, but they don't have publicists, like, you know, I mean, you know, somebody saves a child, they get 1 minute on the news, and somebody kills a child, and they're on the news for a month. I mean, good news doesn't sell. Good news is blowing off, you know, and, you know, people will bemoan someone's tragedy for months and barely congratulate them on a success. So I guess one of the things I want to say about the time right now is when people have successes, when people make steps and make progress in their life, to celebrate with them, to acknowledge them, to compliment them, and that includes you too, yourself. Sometimes we spend more time, not we, but some of us spend more time bemoaning than staying in that positive complimenting. When we get something done, and like we go, oh, that's done, what's next? And that integration, that celebration, I did it, and looking back and acknowledging yourself and having other people acknowledge you for it is very important. So please, let's give out as many acknowledgments and compliments as we do time and energy listening to somebody. I think that's very important right now because if you notice in the political races and in the things that are going on in our world, you can get on any TV station and find somebody you don't know telling you why you should and shouldn't vote for somebody, why you should or shouldn't do something, and you go, who is this person? And it has their name on the screen, and it doesn't say, well, he's a professor from Harvard, or he's some guy we're just paying $30 an hour to be up here and talk, take time up on 24-hour CNN. So pay attention to intuitively what does you best. And I think that's an important piece. I see that you're going to be in Asia. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to teach there, Selena?
Yes. In addition to the Blossom Retreat, which will be May 3rd through the 15th, I'll also be in Singapore and in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And in Singapore, that will be in March, I will be launching the Singapore tour on March 19th with the Spring Equinox Ceremony. And I'm so excited about this ceremony this year because it will be held at the world-renowned Singapore Botanic Gardens. This is going to be a welcoming of the Angels of Spring, a very special welcoming of the Angels of Spring for activating and bringing life-giving energies into all of the aspects of our life. And I'll be emanating downloads for working with these angels. You'll be receiving important messages. So that's March 19th. March 20th, I am teaching the 3-hour class, Seeds of Success, and I will be bombarding everyone with success downloads, everyone who goes to that class, and you receive special seeds that you take home with you. 25th to the 27th of March, I'll be teaching the Pillar of Love, and this one is an energetic light pillar that I actually construct, and we will be working with a very ancient and sacred planetary geometrical configuration. You will be in that pillar the entire weekend. rediscovering.
Ooh.
Yes. Rediscovering love within yourself beyond what your conscious mind has found itself able to do. So wherever you've gotten to so far, get ready. We're going deeper. So that's in Singapore. And then I will be in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. My teaching schedule starts on the 9th of April in Kuala Lumpur. I'll be teaching the first evening, Snow Light. Snow Light. This is the synchronicity class, all about synchronicity, what it is, how to connect into synchronicity so that you recognize the synchronicities in your life. You know, sometimes we've been wishing for something, going, oh, I wish I had that. And then that something comes along and we don't recognize it, and we're distracted and we totally blow it off. Guess what? That was a synchronicity right there. So we're going to be going deeper into that and what that's all about.
Yeah, it teaches me how to think about people more and have them call me. I mean, I know that I can think about people and I haven't thought about them in a year, and they'll call me within a day or two. I mean, there's all different important, empowering synchronicities that you can line up with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we will be working with that. I will be introducing the group to Snow Magic.
Oi, baby.
Yes.
Powerful magic indeed.
Yes. So that's the first evening. And then the second class I'm teaching there is Lightning in Your Hands, which I learned from Star.
Oh, we love lightning.
Oh,
love lightning.
Yes.
And
these kept you. Yes?
I'm sure you'll be telling some lightning stories, so that'll be kind of good.
Yes.
I'm not going to ruin them and tell them now, even though I have an urge to, so I will let you do that. And what else are you teaching, darling?
And the five-day class that I'm teaching in Kuala Lumpur is called Frequency. It's Ancient Manifestation Wisdom. And it's a five-day intensive manifesting class for bringing your frequency to place to radiate and attract back that which you really want to create in your life.
I know.
So that's all happening in Malaysia.
People say, I want this and I want that. And they say, I want a Kia, but they never go look up what Kia's safety record is, or how it is priced, or how many awards it went. And I want cash, and they don't look up what is cash made of. It's not really made of paper. It's really a cloth, you know. And they don't delve into the depths of it, so that they can get an understanding of an energy of it. It's kind of like wanting an M&M, and all you ever manufacture is that candy coating on the outside, because if you don't know about manifestation and about what you want to manifest, then it is impossible, probably improbable, that you will manifest it. So you have to know about it, and you have to know, most importantly, about you and your manifestation. We're coming up on the half-hour break here, and when we get back, we'll be giving you some techniques and taking phone calls. www.selenarodriguez.net.
Please join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at starfuentes.com, then tune in as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I'm with Selena Rodriguez, my dear friend. And Selena, let's give some techniques to people. I know we've been talking a lot about what you're doing. And so one of the first techniques I want to give people tonight is, you know how you hold out your hand to do stop. It's that flat hand out. Sometimes when you can't sleep, sometimes when you get into a thought pattern, and for me, it's that stupid commercial jingle in my head that goes around 6 or 7 times. Hold out your hand and in arm, straighten your arm, and do that stop hand position. Sometimes it takes 3 of them, but usually the energies will shift, change, or stop. What technique would you like to share with us, Selena?
I'd like to share the bird to heart technique.
Okay.
And this one is a simple manifestation technique that brings it into your heart. Now, the heart drives our manifestation, so it's really important, whatever it is you want to create, that you're able to ground that truly into your heart. So what you do is you hold your arms out in front of you with your elbows bent and your palms facing you, okay? Elbows are bent, so your upper arms are parallel to the ground. Your lower arms are at a 90-degree angle from the ground, palms facing you. Now, cross your left wrist over your right wrist. And ask for what you want. Take a moment with your hands like this to ask for what you want. Keep it simple. And then move your crossed wrists down, palms toward the heart, and move the palms with the wrists continuing to be crossed right into your heart chakra, bringing what you want into your heart.
Oh, that feels good. That feels good. And, wow. But, you know, almost sometimes when you have a good technique and when you teach a good technique, you can almost feel everybody stop breathing and the energy just becomes so intense at that moment. And that's exactly what I felt there. You know, Selena and I have studied and taught things for many, 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 many years. And I think I've been teaching since 55 years. And with Selena's 25 years, I think we've been teaching like 80 years of metaphysics and spiritual stuff. Couple of things I want to talk about. Number one, don't stop learning. Don't stop reading. Don't stop learning. And don't ever think that there isn't anything more for you to learn or there isn't anything more for you to do to raise your vibration, to raise your frequency. It seems to me like with every teacher I studied with, and now it's with every student that becomes a master like Selena has, it comes to me that there's so many more questions. There's so many more things to do for me to mature my soul, for me to raise my frequency, for me to learn about myself. And I think it's really important that you study with a live teacher because they will give you feedback. They will give you, especially one who talks to you. Yeah, we do have those teachers out there that don't talk to their students. Please study with a teacher because they will give you feedback on your path. Sean, how are we doing there?
We are good. We've got a couple callers on the line. If you ladies would like to take one, let's see here. Lynn,
okay.
Are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Good evening. What is your question?
I would just like for both of you just give me what's important for me to know now.
Selena.
Okay. You're shifting. You're at a crossroads. You're shifting. You have 2 paths ahead of you. Choose.
Okay.
Yes?
I feel that. Now, Tess, say your name again and your birth date.
Lynn, 6/17/56.
Okay. Go ahead, Selena.
Yeah. So I'm seeing two paths ahead of you.
Okay.
There is one path that is in alignment with your heart. The other one is in alignment with your head. Choose wisely.
Okay.
Wow, she took my words. No. I'd like to say for you that sometimes choosing and making a decision is a hard point in your life. Once you make those decisions and you make that commitment, you know, you go. You go real fast. You go real strong. You go real, real deep.
Okay.
Make your decision before Valentine's Day. Ooh, that's this weekend. Well, that's what Spirit says. So I said, make your decision. Maybe you don't have to act on it this weekend, but make your head or heart decision this weekend. Does that answer your question?
It answers it. It doesn't make it easy for me because it doesn't give me a lot of clarity one way or the other, truthfully.
Well,
I'm not sure if one will further decline my health or one will. I'm not sure if one will make things harder on my health or one will make it. I don't know how to describe it.
I'm going to be real frank and honest with you. When you do something that your heart loves, you get healthier. Your mind will drag every piece of energy from every corner of every organ to be right and to do what it has to do.
Okay.
You see people who study all night and people who work 70, 80 hours a week. Their mind tells them they have to do this, and their mind drains their organs, drains their body systems. So if you're in delicate health, which I assume that you are, I would choose the path of my heart, for the heart will feed your health and the mind will take every iota of energy it can from any place in your body. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next.
We've got a couple additional people that are on the line, but they don't have any questions at this point. They're just listening in.
All right. Thank you, Sean. So, Selena, let's talk about things that we're not supposed to talk about. So the very first thing I want to talk about that we're not supposed to talk about are psychic agreements. And many times friends, very close friends indeed, have this psychic agreement. You don't stir up my big shit, and I won't stir up your big stuff. So they go through their friendship. They go doing and being things together. And, well, someone might say, you got broccoli in your teeth. You don't look so good today, but that other person's issue may be a deep core issue, and they may have a deep core issue, and they have this psychic agreement not to confront each other and not to stir that up. How do you think this affects their life, Selena?
Oh, horribly, horribly. That eventually will lead to dis-ease. It creates a codependent relationship, too, that it's a relationship where there are no new energies. There's no life being given to a relationship. Because conflict is a natural part of relationship. If it's nice all the time, if we tiptoe around each other, imagine when you're tiptoeing around somebody, how draining is that? How dead do you feel inside when you're doing that? You're not being real. You're not being yourself. And we're not here to not be ourselves with each other and all walk around like cookie cutters. We all have our feelings in our heart that need to be expressed, and they're not always going to be the same as the other person. You don't express who you are. You don't express your truth. You are robbing other people in your life of the gifts of the value that you have to give to them. That's why you're here. We're all here to be in relationship with each other. Not
I agree. I agree. You have to tell your best friends the truth. And you have to tell them what you see, what you feel, what you observe. Now, whether it's truth or you're just seeing that angle of that person because of maybe you're the only person they can vent with or something like that, you need to at least speak it. The relationship needs to grow. The relationship has to be give and take until it is share. And then once it is shared, you can look at your friend's eyes. And I know you and I have been out places together, and we've seen something. We just looked at each other, and that we told each other a whole story with those looks because we've both gone back and forth and said, Star, this isn't working with you. Selena, you know, we need to work on this. You know, we've gone back and forth with that, and I guess it's really, you got to love somebody enough to be able to give them constructive criticism. And I think that is so important. And you don't come from a place, well, you did this and this. You come from a place in my observations, in my feelings, what I am observing, this is what is happening. You know, you own it and you put it on the table for them because after a while, if you're not real in your friendship, you're going to end up with a bunch of acquaintances that you call friends. So take a deep breath. You can get more information about Selena Rodriguez at selenarodriguez.net. Teaching classes all over the world, coaching people, doing wondrous, miraculous activations. selenarodriguez.net. What would you like to talk about, Selena, that people don't talk about?
What would I like to talk about that people don't talk about? Taking things for granted. You know, we get into friendships, we get into relationships, we walk along in life and there are so many things in our life. I invite everybody to do an inventory of what it is that you take for granted. And what happens is when we forget to be grateful, when we forget to appreciate, and especially it starts with appreciating the little things, the simple things in life as well as the big things. When we forget to appreciate these things, when we forget to appreciate and acknowledge the people in our life, we are taking them for granted. And sometimes when that pattern goes far enough, we get a wake-up call. And suddenly we don't have that person or that thing anymore, and it shakes us up to the core. Well, we don't have to have that. When we get back to that place of gratitude, appreciation. You know, of course, if your soul or karma says you do, you're going to have it anyway. And you can make a practice of not taking things for granted. And this is something I learned from Star a long time ago, when we take things for granted, we find no new energies in them. So that's the real deeper meaning underneath it. So look at the people you have in your life, the relationships, the areas that have been stagnant in your life. Find new energies. Find new energies. Now is the time to do it. Appreciate every moment from the taste of your dessert to the taste of your broccoli to a smile, you know, little things. The more you do that, the more magical your life will be.
And, you know, it's like my carpet under my feet, my roof above my head when there's rain, that there's food on my table. You know, people call me and say, well, I have nothing to eat in the refrigerator. And I go, I know there's stuff to eat in your house. Well, nothing that I want to eat. Well, you know, change your shopping then. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, show gratitude for the things you do have. Show gratitude for the people in your life, because things will disappear so fast or your world will become so small. And, you know, over the years, I've given away thousands of T-shirts. Well, yeah, okay, a couple thousand T-shirts. And I notice that people who aren't grateful, in a year or two, their T-shirts, they suck the life force out of them, and they're threadbare, et cetera, et cetera. And the whatever was on the T-shirt is all cracked. And the people who are grateful, their T-shirts look like they were brand new. So when you're not grateful, you will suck life force out of your furniture, out of your friends, out of your body, out of your hair, out of your nails, out of your skin. And I've noticed this over the years, that people who are resentful, and people say to me stupid stuff like, I didn't ask to be born, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not even grateful for being a soul in the body. You notice how they age. You notice how manifestation stops for them. You notice how dry their world gets wet. So if you imagine that gratitude is water, and we're 80% water, and we need to be hydrated every day, and plants need water to live to feed us, and animals need water to live to feed us, then treat gratitude as if it was the water of life, and that there should be that much gratitude in you. And that is the appropriate proportion. So let's talk about one more thing before we close up that people don't talk about or won't talk about. What would you like that to be, Selena?
Distractions.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many distractions can you create per minute? I've seen people create 5 distractions per minute.
It is enormous how many distractions people create in life. Work issues, dramas, the computer. How many hours do you spend checking your emails that maybe would have taken 5 minutes, you know, or staring at the screen on Facebook doing nothing, you know? What do you get distracted by your beliefs, by thoughts in your head, by problems?
Worry. Oh, my God, that's a big one.
By trying to give other people what we think they want and trying to figure that out.
Trying to be what other people want us to be. I mean, distractions were put here, and every time we get distracted, we're supposed to go back to our path stronger and be less distracted, not walk on that edge of our path where, you know, people are upset because, well, why are people upset? I've had people upset because their neighbor didn't smile at them. Maybe he was having a rough day. I've had people upset because somebody's died in their family. And people, you'll be distracted when you're not fully committed, and you'll be distracted when you're not on your appropriate path. And when you are on your appropriate path, you will learn to handle distractions and heal them. So, you know, look at your life. How many distractions do you have? Are you on your appropriate path? Now, you know what? I'm going to say something, but just as much as smoking, just as much as cocaine and heroin, distractions can be an addiction.
Oh, yes. And you know what amazes me is how much of a day a person will invest in distractions, investing time, investing all this energy on that distraction and forgetting about what's truly important to them. You know, we go around and we say, I want this, I want that. But how much time and energy are you putting into creating that which you want or you say you want? And how much time and energy are you putting into those distractions that feed, you're feeding all of this energy away from what you want? So where are you putting your energy?
Oh, and America knows that, you know, look. What you have to walk through to check out at a store. You know, I went into a store the other day and they led you through three aisle rolls of crap before you could pay for your stuff. You know, and things on the right and left of you. And people tell me, I don't have enough money. But every time they check out from the grocery store, they buy $10 worth of things that aren't on their list. And that is $520. You know, and people don't get how valuable their time is. And when they spend their time gossiping about somebody else, when they spend their time worrying about something, that they never get that time back, not this lifetime. So I think distractions are good. Selena, we're just about ready here, another 3 or 4 minutes. And what else would you like to tell people about you so that they can participate in your life at SelenaRodriguez.net? What else do you want to tell people about your what you do and what you share with others?
Okay. I am an initiator. I catapult people. So any area of your life where you have been stuck, where you want to really break through to a new levels beyond what you thought was possible for you, I specialize in doing that kind of work with people. Magic, there's so much magic in the world. There's so much magic inside of you. I look at you and I see you. I don't see those distractions around you. Yeah, I see them. I'll call you on them. And underneath all of that is you, the real beauty. Underneath all those things you've talked yourself into or talked yourself out of, I look at what's really there. And I work with you from that standpoint.
I think that's really, really important to be real with your clients. I think it's really important to be able to see, feel, and know things in them that part of their lesson is to get to see, know it, to see, know, and feel those things in themselves. And, Selena, I've been impressed with you for decades, your drive, your motivation, your ability to learn things and ability to transmit the grids, ability to teach things. I think it's really impressive what a light being you are, what a great teacher you are, what a kick-ass friend you've been to me, and how well you deal with your clients and people. Thank you, Selena, for being in my life.
Thank you, Star.
All right, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlightening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, please visit her website at starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660. Good night.